Welcome to The Healthy Leadership Mentor, a podcast hosted by Andrew Gray. Andrew has over 25 years' experience as a business owner, not-for-profit leader, keynote speaker, mentor, and consultant. On the show, Andrew talks everything related to leadership, high-performance psychology, and inner-life health for leaders in the world of business, sport, not-for-profit, politics, and media. With a tertiary background in sports psychology and a multi-decade career developing healthy, high-performance leaders, Andrew is ready to empower your path towards a healthy and fruitful life. Let's go to today's episode.
Well, let's get into three more today, and I'm going to talk to you, first of all, about the subject of audience pain. In other words, let's get straight to it. When people tune in to listen to you, just like you have listening to me now, whether it's a live situation or a pre-recorded situation, people found you or found the context where you're talking because they are in need of some kind of transformation. They are at point A, they want to get to point B, and nearly all the time there's some kind of pain or problem associated with the travel from A to B. If we can learn to understand that every audience that sits in front of us is carrying some form of pain in that regard, some form of problem that they need help with, it will improve our communication so much. I want you to make this inference, which is not disrespectful of our audience, but it really is just the way it is. If your listeners could have gone to point B without you, they would have already gone. So how much more important is it for us to understand that each person in the room is at some kind of point A? And it could be learning, it could be education, it could be inspiration, it could be all kinds of modes of communication, but our responsibility, our privilege as communicators is to take people by the hand and help them journey from their point A to their point B so that they experience that transformation. What does that mean for us as we speak? It means that we need to understand before the speaking moment, during the speaking moment, and even after the speaking moment, why did they come today? Why are they here? Why did they search for my video? Why did they listen to my podcast? What is the problem or the pain point or the stumbling block? There's two reasons why we need to understand this. Number one, of course, as I said, we need to be successful and effective navigators. We're helping them take the steps from A to B so that they get to the destination that they're aiming for. Number two, which is not talked about so often, and that is the importance of resonating with where they are. Of course, they'd like to get to point B. But if we can be communicators who not only help people go from point A to point B, but we have empathy on the way through, we will create the opportunity for our listeners to lean in harder, lean in stronger, and see us as a trusted source of following. Not just because we're capable of guiding them to find the pathway to where they're trying to get to, but because we have empathy for how they're traveling, how much weight they're carrying in their soul, how much stress is in their life, what kind of challenges they're facing in their family, their health, their finances. If you can be a wise guide and an empathetic guide, suddenly you separate yourself from the pack of the rest of the communicators and you become the kind of speaker the listeners not just want to listen to, but want to follow and learn to trust. It's all about understanding the pain that our audience has. Let's get to another point in how we can become better speakers. This one's far more practical, but still super important, and that is to understand the principle of atmosphere dynamics. Now, what do I mean when I say this? When I'm talking about atmosphere dynamics, we're talking about the vital importance of being conscious of what's going on in the room around about you. When you're speaking, when you're communicating, it's never just a situation where you have this quarantined corridor of silence between you and the listener. There's always distractions. As a matter of fact, right now, as you're listening to this video, you've got distractions as you listen. You could be commuting. You could be sitting in your lounge room. You could be hearing the sound of children in the background. There's always other noises and other distractions going on in your room. If you can learn to be conscious of the power of distractions, air conditioners, screaming babies, cars nearby, people moving and talking, someone coming into the room behind you, someone dropping their phone at the back of the room behind you. If you're conscious of the sounds around about you, the movement around about you, you can customize your communication. You can modulate your tempo. You can adjust your dynamics and your body language and your eye contact in order to keep your listeners focused on the presentation that you're bringing. If you ignore atmosphere dynamics, if you live in denial and try to tell yourself that it won't matter, people are really great at concentrating, you're kidding yourself. People are distracted all the time. And as communicators, as speakers, we are in competition with 4K screens and cinematic experiences left, right, and center. We are just a face and a voice. We must level up. We must do better. We must be conscious of atmosphere dynamics in order to manage the space where we're communicating to keep people locked in, especially if we actually believe that the message we're carrying has the power to transform their lives. Atmosphere dynamics, huge. Let's get to one more point in this episode today on how to become a better speaker, and that is to talk to you for a moment or two about technique tips. Now, I'm talking here about dynamics. I'm talking about modulating your tone. I'm talking about adjusting your posture, using your hands, changing your facial expression. All of these things that are aids to improve and enhance what it is we're trying to say from our mouth. So, so important. One of the things that you're not going to want to do, but I urge you to do, is to get an audio recording, preferably a video and audio recording of your most recent presentation. Make yourself sit still, cringe all the way through if you have to, but watch yourself so that you can observe your technique as a speaker. Without a shadow of a doubt, and I can say this from the experience of coaching people, not just in a leadership or speaking situation, but even in the context of sport, one of the most powerful and most useful tools for improving our technique and our skill is video playback. This is why we see the world's best athletes and the greatest sports teams always doing video sessions and taking time out to actually watch their performance over again. Now, clearly, when you do this, it's going to bring to light the mistakes and the trippings and the stumblings and the moments where we could have done better. But it's in those moments where we get the chance to properly observe our body language, our facial expression, our tone, our cadence, our tempo, even our management of atmosphere dynamics. And if you will learn to do that, be brave enough to do that, you can suddenly start to drastically improve your ability to be a better speaker when it comes to your technique, which cannot be ignored. It's not just about your content. You could have the greatest content in the world, and if your technique is terrible, you're not giving people the chance to listen to you and hear the message that might very well be transformative. Whatever you do, pay attention to your technique. It will help you.
You have been listening to The Healthy Leadership Mentor with Andrew Gray. This episode was proudly sponsored by APG Elite, home of world-class mentoring, management, and consulting. Find out how APG Elite can help transform your organization by visiting apgelite.com.au. Or if you would like to subscribe to Andrew's weekly newsletter, you can do that by visiting andrew-gray.ck.page. For all other links, including Instagram and TikTok, see the show notes. Until next episode, thanks for tuning in.